Hello? Hey, baby. How are you? Oh, just okay. Okay. Well, I guess I'm just okay too then. God, it's been so long since I've heard your voice. Sure, yeah, I know we just talked 2 days ago, but it feels like forever to me. Yeah, I know, baby. The situation isn't ideal for either of us, but I mean, we've made it work this long. A couple more months isn't going to end us, right? Baby. Well, now come on. A couple more months is really nothing compared to everything that we've been through. We're almost there. Don't give up on me now. Please. Miss you too. I miss you a lot. Come on, baby. Come on. Please. Please don't. Please, baby. If you need to cry, just cry, okay? Just cry if you need to. And yeah, fine. You can even yell at me for taking this stupid job that forces me to be away from you for so long. I know you were never happy about it. And yes, I deserve to be yelled at. Yeah, I mean it. If it will help you feel better in any way, then yell at me, curse my name, call me an idiot. Do whatever you need to do to get out, baby. Hey. Ouch. That's a low blow. Now, I know you're upset and all, honey. No reason to attack my fashion sense. Besides, right? That hat you're mentioning was a present from your mother. Wait a second. Was that a laugh I heard just now? Yes, it was. Did I actually get my grumpy goose to laugh a little? I did. Such a wonderful sound. I need to make you laugh more often. Are you feeling any better? Maybe. Oh, begrudgingly so. Okay. I'll take it as a victory this time. Baby, I know this has been tough. It's been tough being apart for so long like this. We're getting to see each other. I'm sorry. When I took this job, all I could see in my mind was that little house in the corner of Main Street. The one we've been dreaming of putting a deposit on since we moved in together. Yeah, the one with the rose bushes in the front garden. I imagined finally being able to afford that deposit and how stunning you would look working in the garden. I know for sure that. That was a real laugh that time from you. Good to hear you laugh. Do me a favor. Yes, I know I've done many. Yes, yeah, I know. You've already done many favors for me, and I've not done enough for you, but do this one more right now, please. Okay. Okay. Just go to the window. You know the one. The one facing downtown. The one with the best view. Honey, just humour me, please. And then I'll get on to doing all my favours for you. Right, are you there? Good. Now, look up. The sky and tell me what you see. No, I'm not playing around. Just tell me what you see in the sky. Clouds. Okay. But is there anything else? Maybe behind the clouds. That's right, the stars and the moon. What's so special about the stars and the moon? Well, maybe think about it. We're looking up at the exact same stars and the exact same moon. All those little twinkles, the way they form all those fantastical pictures in the sky. Yeah, like a giant connect the dots puzzle. Those are all the same twinkles I see. And that big, bright, almost full moon. It's the same beautiful mass that I'm currently looking at. Even though we may be hundreds of miles apart, and even though we may be in different time zones, and sometimes I can be a bit busy. We're not so far away from each other that we can't share this together. Every night, when you feel alone, and as if this time apart is never going to end, just look up at the moon, look up at the stars, look up at the vastness of the night sky, and know that I'll be doing the same, and know that one day, very soon, we'll be together in our own little house, in our own little garden, looking up hand in hand at this very same moon. No distance between us. No time to distract us. And nothing to take it away from us. Be soon, baby. Soon. Won't you just be me? You and the men.